brown girl, she has house and land. Ellen, she has none. So I would advise my own dear son to bring the brown girl home. Fair Ellen told her waiting maids, one and two and three, saying, Lord Thomas is going to be married. Lord Thomas's wedding I'll see. She walked up to Lord Thomas's door, rattled and jangled the bell. No one was there but Lord Thomas himself would rise and let her in. He took her by her lily-white hand and led her to the hall. He brought her in and set her right down in front of the ladies all. The brown girl had a little penknife, it was both sharp and keen. She stabbed Fair Ellen in her heart, never to rise again. Oh, what's the matter with you, my love? What's the matter with thee? Oh, can't you see my own heart's blood a-trickling down by me? Lord Thomas grabbed her by the hand and led her from the hall. He took out his sword and he cut off her head and kicked it against the wall. He picked up the sword from off the floor and ran it through his chest, saying, here's the last of three true lovers, I'll send them on to rest.
Jones doing that tune, and it was on a record that there was all these other ballads on, but I had the same reaction because he chops off her head and then kicks it against the wall. So it's gruesome, but there's something really funny about it because you're not really expecting to just be like,
I was expecting him to use it as a soccer ball.
Yeah, and the tune is just so light and airy.
Anyway, sorry. a little side note, these ballads are so fascinating. You find, I started hearing some of these Lord Thomas ballads, there's always a brown girl in there, and of course I'm a brown girl, so I was like, now that's weird, like, how does a brown girl have more house and land than the fair girl, you know? But then you go back, and actually brown used to be capitalized. So it was the brown girl, the girl of the last name Brown, from the Brown family.
Makes a little bit more sense now.
And see, over the years, Brown lost its capital B and just became lowercase b's, the brown girl. So it's just really interesting going back and finding a little bit of the history in there. But anyway.
And the ballad originally came from the British Isles, so once it got to America, there was no brown people then in England. So when you bring it to America, you can actually sort of compare and contrast. Okay, well, it could be the brown girl.
Probably not. So I think we'll do a nice chirpy happy tune now. we'll do a little religious number called Starry Crown for you. Just to wipe the death and alcoholism and supernatural happenings from your house.